announcing peace, proclaiming words of happiness. Our God reigns, 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 our God reigns. He had no stately form, he had no majesty, that we should be drawn to him. He was despised, and we took no account of him. Yet he reigns with the Most High. Our God reigns. He came with grace and majesty. He is alive, alive. God loves us so. See here his hands, his feet, his heart. Yes, we know he's alive.
Strife. make us more than conquerors through thy deathless love. Bring us safe through Jordan to thy home above. Thine is the glory, risen conquering sun. Endless is the victory thou o'er death has won.
Give you turn with me to Luke 23:54. It's going to be a little different sermon this morning. Instead of talking about the crucifixion or the resurrection, guess what day we're going to be talking about today? the longest day in history. And that day was the Sabbath. The Sabbath in between the crucifixion and the resurrection. Let's turn to Luke 23:54. Luke 23:54 says, it was the preparation day. What day is the preparation day? Friday. Friday is preparation day. And what is the preparation day preparing for? The Sabbath. Very good. And it says, and the Sabbath was about to begin. Did anybody notice outside last night why it was so bright? It was a full moon. Now, the Hebrew calendar is based on what calendar? The lunar calendar. Very good. That's exactly right. So during this time of the year, we have what's called the full moon, the month. The month is based on the lunar, on the moon cycle. So here we go. The Hebrew calendar, based on the lunar calendar, and this month, the month that sometimes always falls between March and April, is the month of Nisan, which is the first month in the Hebrew calendar. The month of Nisan begins with what happening with the moon? It's the new moon. The new moon. So, every month, about the 14th and 15th month of Nisan, or the Hebrew calendar, every month, in the middle of the month, between the 14th and the 15th, is always what? The full moon. The full moon. Do you understand? Now, that is exactly the time. I'm actually totally off notes, but it's because I have a little bit of extra time. I'm way off my notes. I just thought this was neat, if that you'd like to know. This is one of the only days that are kept through the whole year, this whole time, that is actually at the right time of the year that it would have been. Do you understand? It's been kept by the Hebrews and by the Jews all the way back since what occurrence? All the way back from the Exodus. So look real quick. Real quick, it's not even in my notes. I have to remember all this. All right. So this, I think, was really neat. Exodus 12 and 12:2. This is where it comes from. This is the Pascha, or the Passover. Passover goes, how many of your Bible students, how long does the Passover usually last? 7 days. Very good. So, 7 days. So, here it is in Acts 12:2. This is what Jesus said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt. And here it is. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, he said, this month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb. So, the beginning of the Passover. And this is what was going on right then. Now, into the Passover, we actually have the weekend, and in that weekend, we have what happening starting about the 10th of the month, and what starts is the Passover, and they start the services, and then as we get closer into the full moon, that's when they have the actual Passover services. Now, it would have occurred probably more, when were the Jews actually keeping and celebrating the Passover? You tell me. Remember, it goes through 7 days. When is the actual day they focused on? It was happening on Sabbath. Isn't that interesting? The whole thing. Now, here's why. Brother Joseph, when the children of Israel were leaving Egypt, what was happening on that day or just before it? You remember when the angel passes over and they had to put the blood on the doorpost and then they couldn't put what in their bread? And no leaven. Why? No time for it to raise. Okay? No time. We're getting ready to go. We're getting ready to go. When did they actually leave? This is all getting to something. I'm trying to hurry. When did they actually leave to go out? It was on Sunday, the day Jesus rose. See, now remember, day Jesus rose, but let's go back to Egypt. They left. Now, what was the moon doing on that very weekend? It was full. Why did it need to be full as far as God was concerned? So they could see where they're going because they left on Sunday. Remember, when does Sunday start? That's right. It actually starts at sundown. Remember that evening? So early, right while it was still dark, they needed light. God is always caring for us, isn't He? Do you see how it all happens? And if you see the moon full, isn't that wonderful? God cares for you. Amen? God cares for you. Shh. Jesus is sleeping. He would have been sleeping this morning. Did you know that? He would have been sleeping this morning. This was the day that Jesus, it was early Sabbath morning, and Jesus, after being put to death the night before, is sleeping, resting from the work of redemption. The long day of shame and torture has ended. The Son of God lay quietly in Joseph's tomb. His work is completed. His hands folded in peace. He rested through the sacred hours of the Sabbath day. However, many, many others were not resting at this time. Almost the whole world was wondering what was happening, because this was the longest day in history. The Passover was being observed as it had been for centuries. The courts of the temple were filled with worshipers. The high priest was there, splendidly robed in his priestly garments, white turbaned priests were full of activity, performed their duties. However, on this Sabbath, a sense of strangeness pervaded everything. As the blood of bulls and lambs and goats were offered for sin, one person after another inquired about the strange event that had taken place just the evening before. Up to this point, the most holy place had been sacredly guarded from intrusion, but now it was open to all eyes. The heavy veil of tapestry made of pure linen and beautifully sewn with gold, scarlet, and purple was torn from what? The top to the bottom. Why important top to bottom? Couldn't be torn by people, just by God. God did this. It was heavy veil. God tore it. The place where Jehovah had met with the high priest was now visible to everyone. The uncovering of the most holy place filled them with dread of coming calamity. The people brought their sick and suffering ones to the temple courts. They inquired, "Who can tell us where Jesus of Nazareth is?" Many had traveled from far away to find the one who had healed the sick and raised the dead. On every side was heard the cries, "We want Christ the healer." But But the soldiers were stationed at the gate to keep them out. They were driven from the temple courts. When the people learned that Jesus had been put to death, reports of his mock trial and of the inhumanity of the priests and rulers were circulated everywhere. It was the frenzied work of Satan that caused the Savior to be mocked, scourged, condemned, and led out to be crucified. Bearing the heavy burden of the cross amid the wailing and jeering of the rabble. Satanic agencies led the priests and rulers to believe that Christ was the chief of sinners. Who led this? It was Satan who did it. The frenzied work of Satan and the demonic forces that's what was going on here. And to make him the object of hatred, but Satan gained nothing in all of this. Could one sin have been found in Christ, had he yielded to Satan to escape the terrible torture, the enemy of God and humanity would have won the war. Satan bowed his head and died, but he held fast to his faith and his submission to God. The war that started in heaven was not over. Satan was determined to do everything in his power to keep Jesus in the grave. This is when it was all happening. This was the day. This was the day that Satan hoped to win the battle. It was on Sabbath, the longest day in history. It was early Sabbath morning, and Jesus, after being put to death, was at rest. However, Satan and the priest could not rest on the Sabbath, for this was the longest day of battle against Jesus and keeping him in the tomb. I'd like to have you turn, please, to Matthew 27. Matthew 27, 62. Matthew 27, 62. There's power in opening God's Word. Did you know that? There's power in reading God's Word. And it says here in 62, the next day, the one after the preparation. What day is the preparation day? Friday, thank you. And then what is the day, the next day after the preparation? Very good. The chief priests and Pharisees went to Pilate. Sir, they said, we remember that while he was still alive, the deceiver said, after 3 days I will rise again. Who would get them to say the deceiver said? Satan. Thank you. That's where the battle is, folks. That's what's going on here. Here it is. After 3 days, I will rise again. So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal his body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first. Take a guard, Pilate said. Go make the tomb as secure as you know how. So when they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting a guard, the priest went to Pilate and asked for a guard for Jesus' tomb. Death and the grave must hold the one whom they crucified. While Jesus was resting in the tomb, powerful demonic forces were at work to keep him in the tomb. The priest gave directions for securing the tomb. A great stone had been placed before the opening. You see a description of one right here, a depiction of it. This huge stone, could a person have rolled that away? It couldn't. They rolled it in with 100 soldiers. And you see where they secured it with straps. So the great stone was placed before the opening. Across the stone they placed cords, securing the ends to the solid rock and sealing them with a Roman seal. The stone could not be moved without breaking the seal. A Roman centurion was put in charge of 100 soldiers that were stationed around the tomb and prevented from being tampered with. This was the very day that the priest said, I could not even cross a Gentile's threshold unless I become unclean. But yet they're willing to go talk to Pilate. It's amazing. But you see, they were being controlled by who? They were. The priest did all he could to keep Christ's body where it had been laid. He was sealed as securely in the tomb as if he were to remain there through all time. Hosts of evil angels were gathered about the place. Satan dared to hope that the Savior would not take up his life again. He sought to hold Christ a prisoner in the tomb.
Keep me back. You're so close.
Jesus had declared, destroy this temple, referring to his own body, and in 3 days, I will rise it up. Jesus said, I will be mocked, flogged, and crucified, and on the third day, I will rise to life. Matthew 24:1 says, now on the first day of the week, the Galilean woman returned to the tomb with spices and perfumes to prepare Jesus' body for burial. We find in Matthew 28:2, and suddenly there was a violent earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid that they shook like dead men. The angel said to the women, don't be afraid. For I know you're looking for Jesus, who was crucified, but he's not here. He is risen just as he said he would. He's alive.
All the gates and doors were barred, all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear of the day, to find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gates began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said, they've lurking in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone in the empty tomb, just the way the Mary said. But the winding sheet they brought in was just an empty shell. And how or where they taken him was harder than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but just what I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came, and everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I did more than you his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. The light from everywhere throw shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I just fell down on my knees and clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet And as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Yet to my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
He's alive. Can you say that with me? He's alive. Amen. Satan was bitterly angry when his angels fled at the approach of the heavenly messenger. When he saw Christ come forth from the tomb in triumph, he knew that his kingdom would have an end and that he must finally die. Satan had lost the war. John 11:25 says, John 11:25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus lives, and because he lives, we can live also from grateful hearts, from lips touched with holy fire. Let the glad song ring out, Christ is risen. He lives to make intercession for us. Grasp this hope, and it will hold the soul like a tried anchor, sure and solid, connected to the rock which can't move. Believe, and you will see the loving character of God and long to share this love and hope with others. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future.
Because he lives.
Because he lives. How dear is God, because I know He will
return to
that
He
lives, and life is worth the living just because He
Heavenly Father, we believe and we know that You are alive today. And just because You live, we can share this hope with others, share this love of Jesus that's in our heart, and share that love to others. Now I ask that You will bless each one here. Please bless them. Give them courage. Give them strength. Give them healing. And help them to have the hope that Jesus lives today and He says, I will come again. And we have this hope in our hearts that we can share with others. Go with each one here. Keep them safe. Draw them close to You. In Jesus' name, amen.